Oh, he can't contain the excitement. One cold cubic down the hall. It sounds like he's coming to us live from Qatar or Qatar, however you choose to say it. His homeland, apparently. Croatia has just outdueled Japan in PKs. So Croatia moves on. You think Nick Saban's watching? Bill Belichick watching the Croatian national team?
Well, he had the flag on his jacket or whatever he was wearing on the sideline the other night.
Yeah. Cole is actually wearing shin guards and has his socks pulled up. I don't know what that's for. But, yeah, really, really excited. We always get excited this time of day. Five questions from Pat. This is what we call Pat Ponders.
You're thinking, tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
All this rain, hope you're not having regrets. Regretting not calling Alabama Roofing Professionals for your free roof inspection. 205-722-ROOFER, alroofpros.com.
All right, guys, before the season, ESPN's playoff predictor had Ohio State as an 81% chance of making the playoff. Georgia was 74%. Michigan was 17%. TCU was less than 0.1%. So according to government statistics, which of these have a better odds of happening to you in your lifetime than TCU preseason odds of making the playoff? Again, their playoff odds were 0.1%.
Can there be more than one answer?
No.
Okay.
There's just one of the following that I'm going to give you is a better chance of happening to you in your lifetime than TCU's odds of making the playoff prior to the season.
Okay.
Option number one. Audited by the IRS, getting food poisoning, or being born with an additional finger or toe. One of those three is most likely, statistically speaking, is a better chance of happening to you in your lifetime than TCU making the college football playoff preseason.
It's food poisoning.
You say food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm going to say being born with an extra finger or toe.
Having a wife that worked in neonatal intensive care, it happens a lot more than you think it
does. I knew
that.
Yeah.
A lot more. But according to the United States government, of the options of audited by the IRS, getting food poisoning, or being born with an additional finger or toe, the one that was most likely to happen with a better odds of TCU making the playoffs is getting food poisoning.
Okay.
That is a 0.16. So barely ahead of TCU's odds.
And that was where I was going because I've obviously had it happen, Dayton Airport being the example. But just to be different because I thought maybe it would be something like off the wall.
So according to the government statistics, since this is not another question, this is just a follow-up on this. So which would be next? Would it be being born with an additional finger or toe?
No, it's going to be...
Or being audited by the IRS?
Well, audited, I thought it was 1% of Americans get audited.
I'm just telling you
okay. What
the government statistics
I will say
show.
Audited by the IRS.
No, it's the digits.
It is the digits.
Okay. Yeah, it still happens a lot.
Audited by the IRS is 0.005. Being born with an additional finger or toe is 0.002.
Okay.
That's what, 1 in 200?
Yeah, 250, something
or
like
2000,
that.
2,000, I think, something like that.
So there you go.
Man. Good job there, Sonny Dykes. Good
beat
job.
Beat the odds.
Garrett Riley. Is Alabama going to get him as OC?
Beat the odds. I don't know. All right, question number two. If you voted for the Heisman Trophy yesterday, who would you have cast your vote for? Some people say this might be the closest ever just because of no one really taking control of it.
I would have voted for Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
Even though he got injured earlier in the season.
So your vote yesterday would have been for Hendon Hooker?
Yeah, I would have voted for Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
Probably CJ Stroud. He was odds on and the best player throughout most of the season. Yeah, he didn't play his greatest in that last game, but everybody didn't play great in a bunch of games. And he looked the best throughout most of the season. And when there wasn't one that was glaringly better than him, I think I'd give it to him. Maybe a close second might be Max Duggan, which I have a feeling he's going to get invited to New York after that performance against K-State, albeit in a losing effort, but they weren't in overtime if not for him.
And part of mine is Hendon Hooker in the past two seasons, just touchdowns to interceptions, 58 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, and what he was able to do in that offense. And I know it's just by year basis, but no, Hendon Hooker. The schedule that they played, I know they didn't win every game, but I like him more than the other two.
All right, question number 3. Did Coach Prime make the right decision on taking the Colorado job, or should he have waited for a better Power 5 job?
See, I think he did make the right decision, because I think that, like I said, Colorado being where they are, the expectations, where they've been, the conference they play in, all of that being left alone, not having a whole lot of meddling, absolutely. The downfall would be the colder weather, but Boulder would be I can think of a lot worse places to try to attract. And here's the thing. If you're Dion and your name has already been up and going, you know, apparently, according to some of the drawbacks and the pushbacks has been Prime Academy and some of the stuff that coming across the president's desk, they've kind of balked at. So you've got a Colorado that is willing to go ahead and offer you. This is not a South Florida. This is not another one of those jobs. And I think it's perfect for Dion. So, yeah, I would have absolutely done it.
I don't know if I would have waited for another job. I would have taken one of the other ones that were open. I probably would have taken Georgia Tech if I was him, because I think the expectations are much lower there than they will be at Colorado. The expectations are going to be a good bit higher now that you're paying almost double what you've paid your highest coach ever. And now that you've set the standard and everything else like that, with USC and most likely UCLA about to leave, there's not that much left in that conference now. So the expectations are going to grow even higher. Whereas Georgia Tech, they would have raised with him there, but they still wouldn't have been as massively high as they are where they're at there. So if I can go there, prove that I can win at Georgia Tech with these academic restrictions, I can win anywhere, and then I can write my ticket and get whatever job I want after that.
I go back to Mel Tucker, because he finished 5-7 his one season at Colorado. And there was energy and there was excitement with that fan base, and he parlays that into a job at Michigan State where he eventually gets that crazy big contract. So, yeah, you do it at Colorado, and even if Dion goes 7-5, 8-4, or 8-5, it's going to be, okay, well, we've seen Dion coach now at the Power 5, and then that big job will be available and somebody will be ready to hire him. So,
all right, next question. Everyone's been watching the World Cup during the commercial breaks, as Cole Kublik was reminding us that Croatia won. So he was going crazy in the office just a couple minutes ago in a shootout, right? Penalty kicks?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Good for them. Would you consider the USA's performance of the World Cup mostly a success or mostly a failure?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, you're the United States. We should win in everything.
That's my attitude.
Right? I was texting you on Saturday morning as I was dialed in to the U.S.
You would have thought that Landrum Roberts was Lexi Lawless with the text I was getting on Saturday morning.
You've got the fastest player on the field who refuses to shoot at the goal. He wants to make the extra pass.
You can't,
like, too many
you can't
extra
score
passes.
Unless you what?
You got to shoot more to score more.
That's right.
We learned that a long time ago. And you won't do it. You had the bunny there inside the box where you could have scored early. Just not, man. Are y'all you afraid to shoot?
I don't know this lingo.
Kick the ball at
bunny
the goal.
In the box.
I don't
what
know.
What is that?
I don't know. I just go basketball terms.
Oh,
you know the bunny there. Oh, he missed a bunny.
Well, no, I know that in basketball, but I don't know
what it is.
That was
in soccer.
A term in soccer.
No, I don't even know.
Okay. So to you, yes, it was a disappointment.
Yes.
Okay. How about you, John?
If the options are success or failure, since they didn't win at all, they failed. But what, 63 teams are going to fail at this every single year? So it's kind of tough to go in there and assume that you're going to win. But according to the rankings, they were the 16th ranked team going in. So they did what they were supposed to do. They made it to the group of six, the round of 16, made it to the knockout stage. So at least. Not having done it in, what, 8 straight years? Granted, that was only, what, 2 more times. But still, not having done it in a good bit, that's promising. It almost feels like, okay, first year with all these young, talented, fun-to-watch kids, you did what you were supposed to do. You got to that next stage. Now show that you can do improvement.
I'm just tired of hearing the, wait, just wait. You think this team, wait 4 yeah. years from now, and then it never comes around.
I think all the money that Fox paid for this.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess the number one market watching the game on Saturday morning? The number one market in the United States.
Please number tell one, me it was
you will never get this.
Please tell me it was Birmingham.
It was not Birmingham.
Worcester, Mass.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
Followed by St. Louis, Missouri.
A couple players from Missouri, so that makes sense.
Top two markets watching the Netherlands and their wooden shoes. Beating us.
Dutch. Only thing good the Dutch ever gave us was the oven. That's going to do it. For Pat, for John, I'm Landrum. Matt McLaren is next.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.